Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Offensive side, it looked like last game, like Polk and Douglas were a little upset that they weren't getting the ball at certain points.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on the offense?
One thing I would say is, as a team, like, we don't want to show or voice our frustrations on the field like that, as visible to everyone. I will say, look, it's good to have guys that want to go out there and make plays, guys that want to go out there and compete. And it's a natural human instinct to be frustrated when things aren't going your way. Look, things aren't going our way as a team right now. And am I frustrated? You know, absolutely. But I understand that we have a lot of work to do. It's the first quarter of the season. Now we're going into the second quarter of the season, and hopefully we're getting better.
Well, fingers crossed. Can get worse. I like in that comment, he's like, we don't want to show or voice our frustrations like that. Although I thought before he liked that, remember?
Yeah, I thought
there was a time where he was in favor of it.
I thought he wanted people showing their personality.
Right.
So like a month in, now he's the hard ass who's going to bench Ramondre Stevenson.
And maybe he's thinking about it.
You can't show your personality anymore when that was the whole idea.
I guess not.
So that already feels like we're teetering on something where we're getting a change or a pivot or, this false identity from Jerod
An
Mayo.
An about face.
That's a good way of putting
face.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
And never mind, he says, we don't want to show or voice our frustrations. Well,
keep it balls up. That's what I do.
Those are two failures, Keith.
Just shove it down there.
Extremely healthy to do it that way,
yep,
too.
Yep, do that, and then you'll never lash out on anybody. Keep carrying that around with
jam
you.
Jam it down and don't think about it.
Yep.
And then,
think of something else.
When it erupts,
really
it erupts.
Keeps those emotions balanced.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. No,
it's
agree.
A smart thing to do.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
I
so
think
that's what he wants.
In 2024, that's what most mental health professionals would recommend.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, I'm very torn on this, as you can imagine, because I am 9 times out of 10 very pro receiver. The receivers are the most athletic athletes that are on the field. Well, they deserve the ball. They need the ball.
In?
They're playmakers. Go
can
ahead.
I jump in? Because I'm not sure everybody's aware of this. Did you know, and I was unaware of this until Mayo was getting asked all these questions yesterday. I didn't know that Polk and Pop Douglas were just like openly having terrible body language, stamping their feet.
I didn't know about Polk. I saw yesterday Pop Douglas basically like apologizing for it.
We'll get to that coming up.
Yes,
so, and we knew
that's what I didn't know in the live.
We knew Pop Douglas had already complained about not getting the football.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
happened earlier going into the Jets game a few weeks ago. So that's not exactly news, but I guess I didn't realize how bad their body language was in the game on Sunday.
So I'm torn on this because usually the receivers are right when they say they need the ball. Like, who's going to get it in the end zone? Like, these receivers, they need the ball. A lot of times the quarterback's not getting on the ball, et cetera.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Yes.
Terrell Owens.
So you are talking about studs. Like, that's the thing. Like, if all of a sudden Jamar Chase and T. Higgins are, like, throwing their hands in the air, CeeDee Lamb or, pick a guy. Even this weekend, Tyreek Hill is on the sidelines having a little bit of a hissy fit.
Yeah.
Those guys need the ball.
Devontae wants out. I get it.
Get it.
Yeah.
Pop Douglas has played 18 NFL games. He has 0 touchdowns. He has not scored a touchdown in the NFL. He had 49 catches last year.
In fairness, the Patriots don't score.
They don't. But neither does he. And so last year, he had 561 yards receiving for the whole season.
Uh-huh.
This year, and I know this is part of the problem, he's played in 4 games. He has 12 catches for 94 yards. 94 yards receiving.
Not great.
Which is like a good half for Cooper Kupp back in the day.
I believe he had 13 yards, this past Sunday.
Yeah.
I think he had like 60 against the Jets.
Yeah.
Like 4
well, that was a big game for him.
So I just... I don't think I can, I don't know if I can take the receiver's side in this case. Those guys haven't proved a single thing. And yeah, they should want the ball and the Patriots should try to get them the ball. But the way it is all set up right now with the bad offensive line and the bad quarterback and the bad play caller, I don't know if they're going to be showcased too much. So I understand them being frustrated, but you also aren't really anybody to like have this kind of response right now.
Yeah, again, you're not T.O.
No.
You're not Keyshawn. You're not that level of receiver. So is this a problem for the Patriots? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. I believe Alex Van Pelt is talking now-ish. We're going to talk to Van Pelt tomorrow on a Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe. We're joined by a coordinator every week.
That's right.
Our guy Jeremy Springer last week. Maybe the only bright spot.
The special teams killed it last week.
Coincidence?
No.
We think not.
He was excellent on the show, too.
He was.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to talk to, there's our guy. We're going to talk to Van Pelt tomorrow and get some thoughts on players' frustrations, Ramondre Stevenson's fumbling problems, Alex Van Pelt's offense, which stinks, the lack of motion, the lack of, I just think, creativity in the offense. But to me, this is where you start getting in rocky territory with playing Jacoby Brissett every week. Oh, you can't have Drake May out there. Oh, you can't rush him. You can't put him in a spot. You can't set him up to fail. You can't ruin him, break him, all these things. Well, players are openly revolting on the field, is what's going on. And, Keith, you referenced this earlier. Here's what Pop Douglas said. Phil Perry caught up with him, NBC Sports Boston, in the locker room yesterday and asked him about his poor body language and his lashing out on the field. He told NBC Sports Boston, that's horrible, horrible. The people who watch me, I don't want anyone seeing that and thinking it's okay. It's not okay. That affects other people, too. Probably Brissett.
Yeah.
People can take it and run with it, and it's something and think it's something else. It's not. The stuff can hurt the team, and I'm not that person. I'm trying to help the team. He says he's not that person, but
no,
he's the guy who, after week two, was complaining about targets.
Yeah.
And now is openly that guy on the field. Douglas, and this is Perry writing, explained that his frustration wasn't solely based on him not being targeted. He finished the game with 3 catches on 3 targets for 13 yards. He made the point that it was about their struggles on third down.
Okay.
Which doesn't sound right to me, but whatever. That's what he claimed.
So do you think this is more a complaint at this point, Jacoby Brissett or Alex Van Pelt?
I think it's Brissett.
Okay.
But it's probably both. I think it's more about Brissett than Van Pelt would be my answer if you're going to make me lean one way or the other. But I bet they're frustrated about everything. Lack of creativity, the lack of targets, the lack of involvement, the lack of beat. We talked about Fred Warner's pick six. Brissett's wide open. Pop Douglas is wide open in front of Brissett. And so I think it's more about the quarterback. And I'm sure these guys who are practicing with Drake May and go, well, Drake May gets me the ball in preseason games and in practice. Mm-hmm. Why can't this bum get it to me? I think it's more about the quarterback, but I think the Van Pelt frustrations are mounting, Keith. I do.
Yeah, I think they're definitely probably annoyed at Alex Van Pelt and how the whole thing is set up. And, you know, we've already seen guys around the league, right? There was the meeting with the Bears where they were like, we don't like what's going on here. I think Jacksonville had one, right? And I think I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots feel the same way. Like, this is not the best utilization of us, right? We can think whatever we want of the receiving core. They obviously have confidence in themselves, and they feel like they're not being able to showcase it. So I think it is kind of a shot at both Van Pelt and Brissett.
But who do you think it's more about?
I think it's probably more about Brissett because he did 32 pass attempts. So it's not like they're running wishbone and they get like one pass a quarter, like 32 pass attempts. And all you have to do is find some of those highlight tapes where you're like, there's an open guy missed. There's another open guy missed. And I'm sure there's a little, you know, annoyance at the offensive line being like, hey, give this guy like a half more second and maybe he can get us the ball. But there's enough times where Brissett has had time and either throws it away, throws it too high, too low, takes a sack, whatever, and they feel like they should be getting the ball. So if I had to put it in order, it'd be Brissett, Van Pelt, line, but I bet they're kind of annoyed at all of them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're all on the list. You know, never mind guys like Elliot Wolf for not giving them a better quarterback, giving them better linemen, et cetera, et cetera. Pop Douglas went on to say it wasn't solely about me not getting the ball. It was about us executing. It was third down. We were getting off the field. And some of those were turning points. It wasn't all about me getting the ball.
And you remember, at the beginning of the year, he had a public goal of 1,000 yards receiving. he did. It's great to have goals.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be the first man on the moon. But his goal was to get 1,000 yards. He is currently on pace for 400.
Nice.
Just shy.
He says, I apologize.
So he's like 160 yards a game for the rest of the season.
Yeah, he's going to have to kick it up a notch.
I think he can do it.
Oh, listen.
I apologize to everybody who's seen it, honestly. He said, so I'm starting to wonder if he's like a bit of a problem. From what I've heard, he's been very, you know, nice at some of these season ticket holder events and things like that to Patriots fans. And but it's a guy who you had 500 yards last year and no touchdowns, to your point.
You're a sixth round pick.
You're on pace for 400 yards. You're a nobody to be complaining like this. I'm starting to wonder if he himself is a problem, which I never really saw coming. But that's one to monitor. I'm not saying he is.
No.
But let's follow it, because after 2 weeks, he was complaining about not getting the ball. Now he's showing up as quarterback and his teammates in the middle of games. He's claiming it's not about not getting the ball, but we all know it's about getting the ball. It's not about third downs. If they were converting third downs, he'd probably still be annoyed that he wasn't getting the ball, just like he was after week one when they won.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm starting to wonder if he's a problem. And again, I'm not saying he is. That's one worth watching, because that's two incidents already in a month.
It's odd, like, for this guy. You should have confidence in yourself. I'm never going to begrudge somebody for having confidence in themselves. They should, especially these. They're all pro athletes. But he's a sixth-round pick out of Liberty. He looks decent with this group, because it's one of the worst receiving groups in the league. It might be the worst receiving group in the league. So just because you're the best or second-best guy, if you were on another team, you're barely getting playing time. Mm-hmm. Isn't he a third or a fourth receiver on most teams?
I think on a good team, he is probably a fourth receiver.
Yeah, fourth on a good team, third on some of these other teams that are like really top heavy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, like the Commanders, they have one guy a lot better, but they don't have two or three a lot better. But yeah, but either way, he's the best receiver on this team, but it'd be the only team. It's like Jacoby Brissett is the starter on this team.
Right.
And so the same way that Pop Douglas is the number one receiver on this team.
Yeah, so my solution, and if I'm going to take Polk and I'm going to take Pop Douglas's side, get KJ Osborne off the field.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Like, and they're playing more, and they're
Thornton.
Still not getting looks.
I mean,
yeah, exactly. Well, Thornton's had his snaps reduced a lot, but they should be reduced to zero. I'm with you on that. But, like, let's play the guys who at least flash a little bit or at least get open. KJ Osborne does nothing. And we could all see it week one. We all saw it after the Cincinnati game. I'm like, I don't need to see that guy. I would cut him now. I would cut him. He might be a nice guy.
Yeah.
Whatever. Don't care. In fact, I think he is. You know whose life he saved, Keith? Do you know who? This is a true story.
KJ Osborne saved a life?
KJ Osborne saved a life of a man in a car accident.
Still talking trash to him?
I am. Do you know who that is? It's like your stance on Jacoby Brissett. Nice guy.
Yeah.
Sure, he's wonderful. I want you nowhere near the football field.
Do I know who he saved?
I believe you
Bruce
do.
Bruce Valanche?
No.
Legendary comedic actor Bruce Valanche?
It is sort of an actor. It's someone from a reality show.
CT?
Same show, The Challenge.
Bananas?
Nope. He saved the life of Nelson.
He saved Nelson's life?
Nelson was in a car accident, lost his leg. Nelson has his leg amputated from the car accident.
Wait a minute. When did this happen?
Google this. Last summer,
what
two summers
heck?
Ago?
Early I didn't know this.
Yes.
Like Corey's best friend, Nelson?
Yes. KJ Osborne saved Nelson's life, and Nelson has leg amputated from a car accident.
My mind has just been blown.
How about that?
Last time I saw Nelson, he was competing in one of those challenges.
I mean, Nelson.
Holy mackerel.
Nelson is a challenger that I enjoy very much, or used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Has he ever been back, like, as like a just like a part of the show or anything?
He might have zoomed in at one point. Yeah.
Man, I didn't know that. But Osborne saved his life.
Yeah.
Oh, is that when he was with the Vikings?
Mm-hmm.
And
like driving home from a game or something, and there was a car accident. He pulled over. Yeah.
Crazy, because I read that story, but I didn't know it was Nelson. I guess I didn't. I remember like was it Osborne and like another Viking maybe from practice, and they were like, "Oh, heroes."
Yeah.
Holy small world.
Yeah.
Small world.
Nelson.
So anyway, Osborne played 42 snaps. So last week, the Patriots had 64 snaps on offense. Polk played 53, which was the most of the receivers. Osborne played 42. Pop on the tape, Douglas had 38.
Yeah, so right there. That's not enough. Like that to me is Pop's biggest gripe. Why am I playing less than great guy?
Yeah.
But hero. Poor football player, KJ Osborne. Hero, KJ Osborne. Why am I playing less than him?
Yep, saved Nelson's life. Booty 15, Thornton 13. So you're right. Yeah, Thornton. It's funny. Thornton barely played, but I remember him because he got blown up trying to block, and then he committed a penalty.
Yeah.
So that's why I remember him.
Nice.
More.
Yeah. Good performance. So keep an eye on Pop on the tape, Douglas. Pop off on his teammates and the coaching staff,
Pop
Douglas.
Pop off on the team, Douglas.
Keep an eye on him because all the complaints are starting to mount, and that's a situation worth watching.
Yeah, sure.
And again, with how bad their receiver room is, I really don't get the Patriots fans who are like, no interest in Devontae Adams.
Don't even bother
calling with how bad
you know
their receiver room is. I really don't get it.
You know what it is, Jones, and I kind of get it. It's the fear of rejection.
You
call Devontae Adams and he laughs at you. You're like, I wish I never called.
Right.
I felt better about my day prior to him laughing at
me. Yeah, you take the me at prom approach. Right? Yeah. Just don't ask anyone.
You're not going to prom?
Hope like somebody is just like left alone the night before prom and they're like, I guess I'll go with you. Fine. I take sympathy
but yeah,
on
my,
you.
My date got hurt.
Yeah, my sister's.
Your date got hurt?
My sister's friend.
High ankle sprain. Your date has a high ankle sprain.
You can't make
it in. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened to you if you want to just meet up at the same time.
Yeah. If you just want to take sympathy, I guess I'll go to prom. Otherwise, you know.
Scraps.
I am not going to be let down. This is a new caller, Keith.
Let's go.
Flex in Keene, New Hampshire.
All right, Flex in New Hampshire. What do you have?
Flex.
Hey, what's happening, guys? I'm enjoying the show. I'm glad you guys are on.
Nice.
My question is, how can the receivers ever be as good as a T.O. or someone else if you can't get them the ball? I mean, give them the ball. Let's see what they can do. Throw it up there and see what they can do, because if they don't have an opportunity, they can never get better.
I'm sorry. That was a very quick turn.
What the hell? I was hung up on Flex?
It was a false tap.
First of all, that was
honestly a false tap.
Oh, my God. Flex, sorry about that. Great call, because he is right. Like, these guys need to be able to prove it. That's why we highlighted all the young receivers at the beginning of the year. It's also why you and I both want Drake May playing.
Yes.
Because I think he will at least give them more attempts. He might throw more picks than Brissett, but he's probably going to make more 20-yard-plus plays, more touchdowns.
Yeah.
And then give those guys a chance. Because I'm not writing any of them off, and I think maybe this is what Flex is thinking, too.
If I didn't cut him off, we wouldn't.
Yeah, he probably would have had a great more point. But
Flex, apologies.
But, like, Polk and even Pop Douglas. We're just saying, all right, this guy's a little upset. He has no track record, but I get where he's coming from I get where he's coming from.
It just
rings a little hollow when you have nothing to back it up.
Let me tell you this. I was a little bit intrigued. If I want to do some silver lining with Jacoby Brissett, I was intrigued that Jalen Polk got 7 targets last week and he started to get them down the field.
Yeah.
Like that play on the sideline, Brissett, just huck it up. Like what's the downside? Like
interception.
Yeah, he already threw an interception. They can't score. They can't move the ball. So, like, huck it up. I was mildly intrigued by that.
Yeah.
Mildly.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.